Thank you for holding. Is this Derek?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Derek. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. I'm above dirt and vertical, so I can't complain. That's all I asked for. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
I think I get the gist of it. It's when somebody searches you, you pop up number one.
Yeah. Well, one, two, or three, really, based on the location of the end user. But, yeah, right next to that map there, in that top recommended section, it's called Google Places or the local maps. Yeah. So we had one listing that became available within our company as a Google partner, and you made it onto the qualified candidates list for the right industry and area. So we're basically going down a list of plumbing companies, and we're just looking for one guy to fill the spot. You know, once we fill it, we close out the category, so we can't work with anybody else that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. She told me that you were doing Home Advisor's pay-per-lead system already. How do you like that?
Yeah,
Angie's Lead.
Pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got Angie's Lead, and then there's another one, too, that I go under.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, if you could do well with that, I know you'll do great with this. The reason I say that is because they actually use Google to get a lot of the leads that they sell. Like, if you go a couple spots underneath the top three local recommended guys on Google, you'll see a Home Advisor listing and an Angie's Leads listing. And they're actually owned by the same company, but they put themselves on Google twice, and they do it all over the U.S., actually. They pay Google, like, $6 million a month. But they resell the leads. So, like, they'll catch the lead, and then they sell it to you and, like, three or four people. And you're still closing those or getting those. So imagine if we listed you independently and they saw your name instead of a list of Home Advisor 10+, and then they called you directly. Your closing ratios would be a lot better. And then the volume is a lot higher. More people are just doing a general search on Google than going all the way down and clicking on the Home Advisor. About 90% of them will just pick somebody right here in the top recommended section off the first page. That's where most searches start and stop. So I'm sure you could see the value in having people call you directly and not having to pay per lead, right?
Yep.
Okay. So everything we do here is month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. As far as the cost, normally it's $499 for our Platinum Package Bundle. That's like with the website and everything included. But I see you already have your own .com website and you're a new business, so I can qualify you for a new in business credit. I can reduce the monthly cost down to just $299. And then you get locked in at the – yep, so it's about $10 a day. Seems like a lot in the beginning, but when you kind of step back and look at the tracking system and everything that it's bringing to the table for your company as a whole, it's a no-brainer. I tell people you haven't really started your business until you've put it on Google and had it verified and have people seeing you and putting your reviews on Google. Because that Home Advisor listing, like, one day if you stop paying for it and you just say, hey, I don't want to do the leads anymore, well, they'll shut down your campaign, and then you end up basically losing all those reviews and everything that you've built up on that platform.
Yep.
You know, not to mention there's that FTC versus Home Advisor is a pretty big deal that's been going on over the past year, where the Federal Trade Commission's considering shutting that company down altogether. So it's like, you know, if that actually does happen, like they've been threatening to do, you know, you want to diversify your business and have different ways of generating leads for the company. I think this is the best way to do it.
Yep. So is this I think I'm already kind of on Google, so is this just to enhance it then?
Yeah, it's not to just put you on Google. You can always, like, create your Google business profile. You can even verify your own business profile, like request a PIN verification letter. But the optimization is like a paid ad with Google. So it's to make you show up at the top. You'll notice if you just typed in like sewer and drain, there's pages and pages of guys in your area that do what you do, right? Yep. But 90% of the customers are picking the guys on the first page, and Google's aware of that. So that's why they have that ads in that Google Places section. It moves you to the top. That's where Google actually makes all their money. About 85% of Google's income comes from business owners, small, medium, and large, across the U.S. Paying for first page placement.
So that's when you, like, if you search sewer near me, you would pop on, like, the first three.
Yep, right next to the little map, and there's, like, a little red dot on the map indicating where they are.
Yep.
Yep, yeah, it's those ones. So we can also do Google Guarantee and Google Ads for you, but it's a bit more pricey. I feel like this is an ideal starting point. Start generating some traffic, show you it's better than what you're using now, and then, you know, down the line, there's plenty of opportunity to grow with those Google Ads and the Google Guarantee. We could expand your service area from, like, just covering 50 miles to 100 miles. We have some accounts of business owners that cover entire states with their ads, and then obviously, like, Home Advisors covering 50 states and all the home improvement industry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think?
I would like to say yes, but I mean, at this moment in time, I think since I haven't had enough income coming in to fork mm-hmm. out that much right now, maybe on the next mm-hmm. time the opening listing would be there, maybe I'm boomed enough where I could say, yeah, I could drop that much and let's start it.
Yeah. So it's really just a cost thing at the moment.
Yep.
Okay. Let me see what else I can do. You're a veteran?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yep.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. What branch were you in?
I am still currently in. I'm with the North Dakota National Guard.
Oh, wow. Okay. That'll work. Let me see what I can do with this. Hold on. Do you get texting on this phone number?
Yes, I do.
Is it okay if I send you a text message just so I could show you what I'd be doing with the pricing structure?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Let me send this over. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, so I can qualify you for a veteran's discount even if you're still active duty. And Coast Guard accounts. I didn't know that, actually. I didn't know Coast Guard. Maybe I'm just oblivious to the branches, but I didn't know that was even in here. Okay. So you should get a text message. It'll say localsplash.com/pricing. And there's a pro package. The package that I had you on had so many different things in it. We basically assume, like, your business is starting from scratch. You had, you know, a website in there. You had Facebook ads in there. You had the Google first page placement, Bing first page placement, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. Like, it's a full A to Z campaign. But, and I got that. That's advertised a lot more, right? You see that on there. It's advertised as a platinum bundle. But what I was thinking I could do is I applied that new in business credit, cut it in half. I cut the pricing structure in half. And then now I put the veterans discount in there. And then I've also pulled away the site. We could use your website. And now I'm pulling away also the Facebook ads. So you're basically just getting everything but a website, Facebook ads, and then I'm applying a veterans discount and a new in business credit. Basically, your platinum package dropped all the way down to $199 on a month-to-month basis. If you wanted to come on board with us today, it's about $6 above our wholesale, and then we lock you in at that price. So that won't ever go up unless you wanted to upgrade into, like, Facebook ads, Google Guarantee. If you wanted us to build a site for you, things like that, then obviously it would go up. But this is just a shell of, you know, basically only getting you what you need without you missing that first page placement, because these first page placements, they don't open up that often. I don't know if my rep told you about that, but the last time we had an opening in this area, you weren't even in business. So a lot of times these guys, they grab them, they hold on to them, you know, especially like if you got it now, you're going to want to still have it during the peak time of the year. That's where the money really rolls in.
Yep.
But the advantage to sign up today isn't just getting all those discounts and that we have the availability. It's that 2 months from now, you're starting 2023. You're at the top of the first page of the Google search results, and the first two payments are tax write-offs for you. They're considered a business expense.
Yep.
Yeah, so you'll make it back that way and with the customers it brings in. And I'm pretty sure at that point you probably have already canceled HomeAdvisor. Even though it's going good, I don't see you saying, hey, I'd rather pay for each individual lead when you got people calling you directly off the first page of Google.
Yep.
So, I mean, if I can get it down to $199 for a pro package, is this something you could see a value in giving a shot?
You know, I could see giving Google a shot with this one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody uses Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I told you. I'm like, you basically haven't started your business yet. Even though you're like 1 year in, it's like, this is what everybody uses, you know? So I'm going to get the account set up, and then I'm going to send out your PIN verification letter immediately, because it usually takes like 3 to 5 days to get in your area. Sometimes 5 to 7, they tell us to tell you that. But what's the street address that I could send that to?
1203 11th Avenue, Southeast, Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Devil's Lake. Okay, there it is. 58301?
Yep.
Okay, and you're comfortable with the current website that you have, right?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't actually look at it, so I'm just hyperlinking it to the Google listing here. I'll check it out right now.
I mean, I made it myself, so I hope I'm comfortable with it.
No, yeah, it's nice. I didn't even look at it until right now, so I was just asking to see where you stood on it. But it's actually nice. I really like your logo.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's cool. Blue's my favorite.
My uncle makes that for me.
Gives you an advantage. Everything with blue has an advantage with me. Okay. And your last name is the same as the business name? Is this Elverud?
Yep.
Okay, Derek. And you spell it D-E-R-E-K, or is there any fancy spelling? D-E-R-R-I-C-K?
D-E-R-E-K.
Okay, traditional. All right, perfect. And then I see you did already have the Facebook business profile. I know at the $299 campaign, we could have put $100 of Facebook ads in there, but that's always something that we could add later to. It looks like it's pretty much in its starting phases still.
Yep.
Okay. And then for the primary line of contact for your business, and this is what's going to be seen on your Google listing, did you want to use this phone number that we're on now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 701-350-0962?
Yep.
All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing, and you're going to get the invoice receipt, so that way you can get those write-offs that we talked about.
It is ELVERUD, sewer, and then ANDDrain at gmail.com.
Okay. Elverud, sewer, and drain at gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a test email just to make sure that we got this right. It's going to come from my work email, and I'll have my contact info in there as well. I'm going to be your account lead, so moving forward, if you want something done quickly or you need somebody to talk to, I'm going to be your guy.
Alrighty, let's be waiting for it to come through.
All right, no worries. I have to hit refresh. It'll be from a John H. at localsplash.com.
Oh, there it is. Yep, I got your test.
Okay. All right, perfect. Update. All right. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Right now, I'm on 24/7. Where
okay.
If they need it in the night, I'll do it.
So I'll tell you, I like that, but just from my own personal experience, I don't want to tell you how to run your company, you know?
Yep.
From my personal experience, it's always better if you have like some set hours and then you put 24/7 emergency services available, because that way if they call you after those set hours to come out and work, you could charge extra. It's like
okay.
Overtime.
So if I did set hours, I'd probably do 8 a.m. to
6. 8 a.m. to 6. Okay. See, and things like that, like just an extra $50 charge 4 times a month, like, you know, it's once a week, that pays for the whole system. Just by people calling you after 6 o'clock. So little things like that will make sure you're profitable, and that helps helps you come back each month. So we're going 8 to 6 Monday through Friday?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Saturday and Sunday closed. 24/7 emergency services available. Yep. I haven't done this before or anything. Okay, and then did you want your address hidden or displayed on Google?
Well, if we can hide it, we can hide it.
Yeah, it'll still say Devil's Lake, and it'll still have the state and zip on there. It just won't have the street address, and I deactivate the turn-by-turn directions, so you don't have to worry about them showing up at your doorstep or anything like that.
Perfect. That'll work.
Okay. All right. And can you accept cash, check, and card from the customers?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So I got your account set up. There will be a client interview. This is where they interview you on the business. So they'll go over like all the keywords and services you provide. That way we're listing you properly. They'll go over the service area. That way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. That way every time a call comes in, you know it's within that area and it had to have typed in or looked up one of those services. So client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete them. What's your schedule look like today?
Today, is it possible to do from 4 to 5?
4 to 5 CT. Yes, you can. Yep.
Perfect.
I'm going to send you a calendar invitation right now. And then it'll also text you. There's like an automated text message that'll happen 1 hour prior to the appointment asking if it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, Derek, just let us know at that time. I'll contact you and we can reschedule it. But I want to make sure we get it knocked out as soon as possible since we're sending the pin out right now. Actually, I already sent it over to Margaret to send out to you. I hate how slow the mail is, so I try to get those things moving as fast as I possibly can.
And then I'm going to ask one more question.
Sure.
Hey, do I pay today, or can I pay when I get the pin and do everything then?
No, you'd have to pay today to secure the listing and take it off the board, because it actually costs money to send that pin.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for the card to all process and get paid off. So then once they're all paid off, then I'd have the amount to pay it. And they're all supposed to go through today. So I'm just waiting for them to.
So you think if I try to process you right now, it'll decline?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, no. Well, that's not good. I pretty much already created the account, and I just scheduled the client interview.
No, that's fine. We could do it this way. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, you have a different payment method?
I got
enough. Okay. Oh, okay. I was like, you startled me there for a second. I'm like, no. All right. Don't play with my heart. All right. So in terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
We'll do credit card.
Okay, so Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay, so Derek Elverud. Okay, is there any middle initial?
J.
J, okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter? 1203-11th Avenue South. Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All righty. I got 4147.
4147.
0996.
0996.
0776.
0776.
5573.
5573. Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
0227.
And then small 3-digit code on the back.
492.
492. I learned a valuable lesson from you on this call. Don't send PIN verifications until you have a payment method.
Yeah.
I'm about to get in trouble. All right. So I have to walk you through a brief voice verification. This is just an added form of protection for you. We'll send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. as I'm walking you through this, Derek, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Elverud Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Derek J. Elverud, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes. So is that like me using Facebook and all that?
No. Like, we know what you're already doing now. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something that has to do with the online marketing, because there's a lot more than just the Google listing. Like, we're maintaining a Bing listing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle. We don't want you, like, duplicating or paying twice for something that you already have. Does that make sense?
Okay. So, basically, you guys have it covered. I don't have to go onto Bing and do this now.
Yeah, no, you don't have to go on to Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages. There's 60 directories that we're maintaining for you. We're going to give them all to you in writing, and then in your tracking system, I'm going to get you the UN and password to your tracking system. You should be getting some, like, text message automations right now, but you'll have access to all of them, so you can actually click on them and see them, and then you can also look yourself up on those platforms to see them, what we've created for you.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's why I was saying, like, if you're not sure if we're already doing it, just double check. So that way I can make sure you're not paying for something you already have or duplicating them. If you duplicate it, it causes a discrepancy with the search engine, and then we have to go in there and fix it. So just double check. That's why I gave you my direct number. And then there's also going to be a 24/7 customer service line attached to every text call and email that you receive from us. So basically once we hang up, you're going to get that too. And then you already have my the email that I sent you earlier, the test with my direct extension.
All right.
Sorry. We're still on the recording. So it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 14th of 2022 in the very discounted amount of $199 for a platinum package bundle. Just for the recording's sake, I waived all fees affiliated with .com website. I waived all setup fees on the account. I provided a new in business credit, and I provided a veteran's discount. Client R also had his own .com website, so I removed all fees affiliated with the site, and we're using his current site. When the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day, but you'll keep the discounted pricing structure of $199 for that platinum package bundle. So as long as you're with us, you get that discounted pricing structure. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
Yep.
All right. So you should have received a welcome text message already. It'll say, like, Derek, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. So in there, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You'll find this outline of the agreement in writing here and in your email as well with your invoice receipt. At the bottom of it, it wants you to, like, authorize that this is you. So that you, there's, like, a little box you check, and then you have to sign off on it with your first and last name.
And where is that at? In the email you're signing?
It's in the text and the email. So that text that says, Derek, thank you for choosing, there's a link to it. And then there's also an email that's going to have it in there as well.
Nope, this one right here.
Yep.
username and password.
Yeah, okay. Somebody, wow, you already signed that. That was fast. Okay, so the username and password is going to be sent to you in an automated email. It should come prior to your client interview, but if not, then they'll give it to you at the end of your client interview. They'll also send over a YouTube video with it that shows you how to use it. And then there's a downloadable app, too, that'll get emailed to you. So if you want to just download it to your phone, you can have it right there in your pocket at all times. You can see all the leads, clicks, calls we're getting for you.
All righty.
Yep. So that's super convenient. I know you'll like that one. But you made a really good decision today. I'm sending you an article on the FTC and them potentially removing home advisors. So you just put your business in a really good position if that company does fall through. Now you have, you know, first page placement. I'll be your account lead as well. So if you have any, like, questions, comments, or concerns along the way, or if there's anything we could do to help your business, outside of what we're already providing, you know, like I said, there's a lot of upgrades that you can have because of, I gave you basically the bare bones of the campaign. Just let me know, you know, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. But other than that, I think we're good. Let me just triple check everything and make sure. Okay. Bullet points. Over client bullet points. Okay, so just a couple things. I know it was a long conversation, but a couple things I just want you to focus on. Make sure that everything goes as smooth as possible. So client interview, I got you locked in between 4 and 5 o'clock today. Like I said, they're going to text you about 3 o'clock just to make sure it's still a good time for you. PIN verification's been sent off. Like I said, it takes 3 to 5 days to get to you. So I'm imagining Monday, Tuesday next week, you'll have that in the mail. When you get that, there's a little 5-digit number on the back that I need from you. So I don't know who checks your mailbox, but let them know. Don't throw that away. Very important. You only have to do that one time for as long as you own your business, and then you exist as a business on Google forever. So even if you left us and stopped doing first page placement, all those reviews and everything will still be there. And that's a huge tool for you, just credibility-wise.
So,
mm-hmm.
If I ever left the first page placement that way down the road, does that mean mm-hmm. I still have that little Google placement?
Exactly. Yeah, you still have a Google business page is what it's called, a GBP. So people will still be able to look up Alvarez Sewer and Drain LLC or Drain Cleaning, excuse me, LLC and see you. So you'll still exist. They'll still have, you know, your business name, your phone number, city, state, and zip because I hid your address, your .com website, access to your reviews. So if you ever run into people, cool. Even if you're not using us, all that credibility is still there.
Yeah, and then it's also, does it show up on Bing then? Would all that go through?
Yeah, it would stay there. We don't delete those profiles. We just stop doing the programming, so that way you're not on the first page. That's where the ongoing work is. You know, a lot of the stuff we set up, once that's set up, it's set up. But what you pay for is actually the programming to maintain yourself up there constantly.
Oh, so basically even if I did this, this just basically helps me get onto every platform like Bing, Google, and all that.
Yeah, so it's not just like return. Sorry. Yeah, it's not just like
basically you were just saying return.
What was that? I'm sorry?
I was like, so basically if you look at it in a different aspect, you're paying for your guys' business to put me on every platform out there instead of me trying to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. We're maintaining the business profile for you, but the optimization is even a step further. Like, that's what you're really paying for. I mean, we create all those listings for you, but it's just kind of like a courtesy is you're a client of ours, so we want to make sure that you're not lacking anything, make sure you're in good standing and position to be profitable, you know, because if you're not making money, we're not making money. It's a month-to-month service.
Yep.
But, yeah, so, like, what you're really paying for, though, is that first page placement. That's where all the money's made. Like I said, 90% of people, especially in your industry, they're picking off the first page. Like if it's an emergency, I got water all over my floor, I'm just pulling out my phone, I'm typing in, you know, sewer or drain cleaning, and then I'm calling somebody. I'm not going to the bottom of the second or third page. So that's the advantage. You know, you're being exposed to those people in the 10-second window that they're actually doing the search for what you do. So you're going to see some big changes. That's why I was telling you, if you could pair it to HomeAdvisor or if you can even do well with that system when they're texting you the lead, then you're calling them back, you know, those guys might have already called 3 or 4 people off Google by the time you call them back, because it takes time for them to send you that lead. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Yeah, so it's just, it's a lot better to get people in real time. Pretty much anybody that calls you is going to be a done deal.
Perfect.
So, again, I'm going to be here to walk you through it, too. I know the first couple of weeks there's a lot going on with, like, PIN verification, client interview and everything, and just making sure that we're customizing the campaign properly. So I'll be bugging you, and then once I see you're getting the clients and, you know, you're doing your thing, the reviews are starting to add up, I'll back off and let you do your thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then I'm going to circle back with you at 4 o'clock for your client interview.
Alrighty.
All right, Derek, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.